的话所充满。
The first way, how do we know we are filled with the word of God?
那首先我们怎么知道自己被神的话所充满呢？
对。You can hear the word of God, okay.
啊、
But the first way, how do we know we are filled with the word of God?
那首先你怎么知道自己是被神的话所充满的？
What's that? Sister, you say something? Yeah, so we are sanctified, right?
啊，首先是我们被洁净。
So when we are filled with the word of God, we are separate from the people of this world.
当我们被神的话所充满，自然我们跟世上的人有所分别。
So when we say we are separate from ourselves and the people of this world, doesn't mean that, oh, they stand there and we stand here. It doesn't mean like that.
当我们说跟世上人有所分别，不是说啊，他们站在那里，我就要跟他们站在不同的地方。
It's more their thoughts are not our thoughts.
而是我们思想观念的不同。
And their ways are not our ways.
他们生活模式的不同。
Because our ways, everything we do is according to God's will.
因为我们所做事所生活的方法是按照神的旨意。
For example, right now in Canada.
例如现在在加拿大。
The whole country, they already, you know, voted that everyone is allowed to have same-sex marriage.
在整个加拿大，他们已经立法同意同性恋的婚姻。
So if a couple with the same sex come to a church,And if they want to get married, you must marry them.
按照他们的法律规定啊，这个如果有同性恋到会堂来要求举行婚礼，你必须要帮他举行婚礼。
So the church did not marry them.
当教会拒绝帮他们结婚
，then they can put the pastor in prison.
他们就可以把这个牧师或者传道把他抓到牢里。
Or they can give the church a fine.
或者是可以这个。可以惩罚教会罚钱。
It's only the beginning.
这只是一个开始。
To the end days can be worse than this.
到这个末日啊，会越来越糟糕。
So that's why right now, are you going to be an army of God or are you going to be an army of Satan?
所以你今天你要决定你要做神国的军队或者是魔鬼的军队。
It all starts with sanctification.
都是从自我洁净开始。
Are we willing to separate ourselves from the people of this world?
我们是不是愿意跟世上的人有所分别？
The way to check it, just go to your Facebook.
他们在你我们在这个网络上脸书上的说话方式
Even though we say we are TJC members
所以说我们说我们是真耶稣教会的信徒
But our blogs and the way we write things are pictures exactly like the Gentiles
但是如果你看看自己脸书上面你不管你写的部落格或者是你放的照片跟外邦人有什么不同
If this is the case we are notWe are not filled with God's word.
如果是这样，那我们就没有被神的话所充满。
Because if God's word inside us, for sure we are sanctified.
因为如果神的话真的在我们心中，我们自然从内心得到洁净。
And then the second reason.
第二个原因。
How do we know that we are filled with the word of God?
我们如何知道自己是被神的话所充满呢
？Remember, brother.Yes. So the word that we speak is like a double-edged sword.
这第二个答案是我们所说的话是两面的利刃。
Let's go to Hebrews.
两刃的利剑。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
我们看希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
希伯来书第四章第十二节。
For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow.And discern of the thoughts and intents of the heart, verse 13.
13节
And there's no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So we fill with the word of God.
所以我们要被神的话所充满
And then no one, right, when we speak to them, cannot be moved.
这样子我们所说的话就能够使人能够感动
Not because of ourselves.
不是因为我们自己的能力
But because the word of God dwells inside of us.
而是因为我们内心充满了神的话
So because of this, when we speak, people will be touched.
所以当我们说话的时候别人能够被感动
Just like Peter.
就像彼得
When he spoke, 3,000 people were baptized.
当彼得说话3000人受感动洗礼
The reason they were baptized because after he preached a great sermon, they asked them, what shall we do to be saved?
当他圣道完之后很多人问他我们要怎么样做才能够得救
so nowadays should be exactly the same thing
所以今天也应该要是一样的
if we are filled with the word of God
如果我们被神的话所充满
speak the true seeker
当我们跟慕道者说话
their heart they should be pierced with our word
他们的话应该要被我们的话
if we are filled with the word of God
我们的话所影响
when we speak to our brothers and sisters
当我们有神的话跟弟兄姐妹说话
they should be able to find courage inner speech.
他们应该要能够从我们所说的话里面得到力量。
But quite often, if we're not filled with the word of God,
但是常常我们的话说，我们心中没有充满神的话。
Then when we speak to one another,
所以当我们彼此谈论的时候
，there's no movement at all.
就不能够被感动。
Even though we can speak with such great knowledge,
有时候可以讲出很有智慧的话来。
Even though we can speak with such eloquent,
有时候可以讲出很好听的话来。
But without the word of God,
但是如果缺乏了神的话
，there's no life in Zion.
那当中这话语当中就失去了生命。
That's why before we go into the front line,
所以当我们在我们走到前线之前
，we must realize this.
我们必须要先有这个认知。
We must be filled with the word of God.
我们必须要被神的话所充满
，so we can be sanctified.
使我们能够得到洁净。
Let we speak our word is just like double-edged sword.
所以我们的话能够像这个两刃的利剑。
Listen to John chapter 8.
我们看约翰福音第八章
，verse 32.
约翰福音第八章三十二节。
John chapter 8, verse 32.
约翰福音第八章三十二节。
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
第八章三十二节，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。
This is the third way how we know that we are filled with the word of God.
这是我们第三个知道我们有没有被神的话充满的方法。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
因为在这里我们的主耶稣说，你们要晓得真理，因为这个真理叫你们得自由。
And then there are the people answer him.
在这时候的当时的人回答他。
That is in verse 33.
第三十三节。
We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say?
第三十三节，他们回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。从来没有做过谁的奴仆，你怎么说
how,
我们必得自由呢
？How can you say you make and you will be made free？
你怎么说我们要得到自由呢
？It's interesting when they answer this question。
这个当他们回答这个问题的时候，他们的回答很有意思。
They say they are Abraham descendants。
在这里说我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And they're not under bondage of anyone。
我们从来没有做过谁的奴仆。
They're not under bondage of Egyptians for 400 years。
但是他们不是曾在埃及人手下。做奴仆四百年吗
？But of course, Jesus did not bring that up.
当然，耶稣没有讲这件事。
But Jesus talked about in verse 34.
在三十四节。
Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin."
三十四节，耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，所有犯罪的，就是罪的奴仆。”
If we want to be in the front line.
如果我们希望能够在这场属灵战争的前线
，The sin in our lives cannot control us。
那这样子我们就不能被生命当中的罪恶所控制。
And how can we go on the front line if we have sin inside of us？
如果我们心中充满了罪恶，怎么能够为主打这场战呢
？Like we want to get rid of this sin。
所以我们要除掉心中的罪恶。
We must be set free。
我们要得到自由。
The only way we can be set free by the word of God.
我们唯一得到自由的方法就是靠着圣灵的话，神的话。
Look at us nowadays.
但是看看我们自己。
Really be honest with ourselves. Be honest with ourselves.
我们如果老老实实的省察自己。
Can we really be the soldier of Christ?
我们真的可以做基督的精兵吗
？Never mind talking going to the front line.
更不要讲到我们要打在这场属灵战争要走到前线。
If soul by any kind of sin, this means there's no way we can be the soldier of Christ.
如果我们被罪所控制，我们就不能够做耶稣基督的精兵。
Never mind talking about going to the front line.
更不要讲要到前线为主打仗。
So we must be serious about this.
所以我们要很认真的来思考这个问题。
And the only way to get rid of this sin, we must be filled with the word of God.
唯一除掉罪恶的方法就是在心中充满神的话。
If we're not filled with the word of God.
如果我们心中没有被神的话所充满。
There's no way we can go out and fight for him.
那我们就没有能力出去为主打仗。
And sometimes it's very sad.
这有时候是很可悲的。
Because when you look at us as Christian soldiers,
看看自己，我们应该要是基督精兵。
Most of us before even go out to battle, we already wounded.
但是我们还没有出去打仗就已经受伤了。
And even at home, at home, that's the place we wounded the most.
尤其是在家里，这是我们受伤最多的地方。
We think about ourselves.
我们看看自己。
When we at home,
当我们在家的时候。
When no one is watching over us.
当没有人在我们身边。
And for sure that is the battleground.
当然，这就是一个战场。
What do we do when we're at home?
当我们一个人在家，我们在做什么
？Do we read the Bible?
我们有读经吗
？Do we pray?
我们祷告吗
？Or we do something that's not according to God's will?
还是我们做一些神不喜悦的事
？And if that is the case, how can we go to the front line to fight for Lucifer?
如果我们过的是这样的生活，我们怎么能够为主打仗呢
？Of course, when I share this with all of you,
当我在跟大家分享这件事情
，It's not an easy thing.
这不是一件容易的。 的。
It's not easy thing for me.
对我来说也不是容易的。
It's not easy thing for pastors, other pastors.
对传道人来说也不容易。
It's not easy thing for any one of us.
对任何人来说都是不容易的。
But it doesn't mean we cannot overcome.
但这不代表我们做不到。
Be filled with the word of God.
所以我们要被神的话所充满。
So every thought that comes to our mind, it can be captured by His word.
好，所以每一句我们听到的话，其实我们心里的话，都能够啊被神的话。所先检查过。
We know after Adam and Eve sinned against God.
当亚当夏娃犯罪得罪神。
We born into sin.
我们就活在生在罪恶中。
And this sin plagues mankind since the time of Adam and Eve.
啊，在从亚当夏娃之后，人就活在这个罪恶的影响之下。
And for so many years, mankind cannot overcome this sin.
这么多年以来，人没有办法胜过罪恶。
Only until when our Lord Jesus Christ died and resurrected.
啊，一直到主耶稣基督为我们死，为我们复活。
And when He ascended to heaven.
啊，当他升到天上。
He sent the Holy Spirit to us.
他降下圣灵。
And through His Spirit, we once again can overcome sin.
借着他的圣灵，再一次我们可以克服罪恶。
So, when you think about this.
好，所以我们如果想一想。
Yes, we do always we want to be in the front line.
是的，我们总是希望能在这场战争的前线。
But first, allow Jesus Christ to train us to go to the front line.
但是我们要让耶稣基督先来训练我们，让我们能够预备好。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
我们看启示录。
19.
启示录第十九章。
Book of Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 to verse 13.
启示录第十九章十一节。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 to verse 13.
启示录十九章十一节到十三节。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Now I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True.And in righteousness he's judged and make war. Verse 12.
12.
His eyes were like flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. Verse 13.
13.
He was clothed in a white robe, dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Verse 15. Verse 15.
15.
Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nation, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron.He himself tread the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Verse 16.
16节
and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written. So here on the end days.
在这里在末世的时候
our Lord Jesus Christ will come back again to judge the whole world.
我们的主耶稣基督要再一次回来审判世界
And this judgment not only for the Gentile but also for you and I.
这个审判不是只有给外邦人而是对我们每一个人都一样
But what?Will he judge them with?
但是他要怎么样来审判众人呢
？On verse 15, it says, "Out of his mouth will go a sharp sword."
十五节说有利剑从他口中出来。
And then in verse 11, it says, "His name was faithful and true."
他在十一节说他的名要称为诚信真实。
Then verse 15, it says, "His name is called the Word of God."
在第十三节说他的名称为神之道。
So in other words.
所以从另外一个角度来看
If we are in the front line,
如果我们再站在前线
But then when God come back again,
当耶稣基督再临
And then we cannot be saved,
如果我们不能够得救
Then there's no point to go to the front line,
如果我们不能得救那在前线就没有意义了
That's why often I mention to my wife,
所以我常常跟我太太说
Because lately she's been really stressed out,
因为在最近她有很多的压力
I always share with her,
我常常跟她说
I say honey,If we, right, if you and I cannot make always eternal life,
我跟他说，如果我们两个人没有办法走到这个信仰、这个永生的路上
，that is, if I'm being a pastor, we cannot make eternal life.
作为一个传道，如果我们最后没有办法得到永生
，then I must quit.
那我必须要离开我现在的服侍岗位。
There's no point for me to be a pastor if you and I cannot make it to eternal life.
因为如果最后我们不能够得到永生，那做传道有什么意义呢
？I'd rather quit ministry.And you know, and receive eternal life, then fight in a battle I cannot win.
我宁愿现在不要做传道，如果最后能够得到永生，而不是一直做传道但是最后却不能够得到永生。
So that's why I tell her.
这是我告诉她的。
And someday when you're so stressed out.
有时候当你压力很大
，then just give me a call.
我就告诉她说，你就打电话给我。
And you just say to me.
你告诉我
，Honey, I want you to come home.
如果你真的受不了，你打电话给我，叫我回家。那我告诉他说，你打来我就回家。
Because at the time we know that we are so stressed out to the point that we cannot reach eternal life.
那是因为当这通电话打来，就是知道说我们已经太大的压力，让我们永生的影响到我们的永生了。
But praise and thank God.
但是感谢神。
She always tells me.
她总是告诉我。
Why do you say such things?
她告诉我说，你干嘛跟我说这些
？She said, "There's no way you're going to quit the ministry."
她告诉我说我不可能，你不可能离开这个服事的岗位。
She said, "We fight the battle together."
说我们一起来打这场战争。
If we win or lose, we win together and lose together.
不管我们打赢打输，我们都一起走到底。
Of course, when I hear this kind of word,
当我听到她说这样的话。
Then have motivation continue on.
而且我就有得到力量能够继续往前进。
Because my wife is my life.
因为我太太是我的生命。
Judgment,
在审判日的时候。
If her and I cannot walk hand in hand to get eternal life, I no longer want to be a pastor.
如果到最后我们两个没有办法一同走入永生，那这样子的服事有什么意义呢
？Because as being a pastor, my wife is the front line.
因为对于我来说做一个传道者，我的家人，我的太太就是我的前线。
She's the one I must save first.
她是我必须要拯救的第一个。
But even for me, I cannot save my wife. How can I go around preaching the gospel to brothers?
如果我没有办法救我太太的灵魂，那我怎么样去拯救其他信徒的灵魂呢
？So we must know ourselves.
所以我们必须要先自我有了解。
Be sober-minded.
我们
be sober-minded.So sober-minded.
我们必须要我们必须要很冷静的去思考。
Know what we're capable to do.
知道自己能够做多少。
If you're going to fight in a battle.
当你要参加这场战争。
If you know for sure you're going to lose this battle.
如果你确定你一定会打输。
Then just don't fight it.
那就不要再打了。
But of course, with Christ, everything is a win-win situation.
但是要知道，如果有基督同在，我们一定能够成功。
Sometimes when we get so stressed out.
但是有时候我们在身处在压力之下。
It seems Christ so far from us.
我们觉得基督离我们太遥远。
But in reality, the more stressed out we are, the more closest to us.
其实应该是我们压力越大，基督离我们越近。
But we have to realize it.
但是我们必须要能够看得见。
And praise and thank God.
感谢主。
Quite often my wife realizes it.
常常我太太都能够看见。
If my wife is down and out in her faith sitting at home, there's no way I can preach the gospel.
如果我太太她的信仰非常的低落，我怎么有能力到外面去传福音呢
？Because her and I, we are one.
因为对我来说，我和她是一体的。
Whatever she feels, I feel.
如果她的感觉是我的感觉。
Whatever she's going through, I'm going through.
她所经历的就是我所经历的。
So that's why when our Lord Jesus Christ come back again.
所以当耶稣基督再临的时候
，we must be able to be saved.
我们必须要能够得救。
And then on the end, the crown of righteousness must be waiting for you and I.
到最后，那个公义的冠冕必须要在那里等着我们。
So don't go on the front line just to kill yourself.
所以不要只是纯粹到前线去牺牲自己。
Before you go into battle, you must wage what you have first.
因为到当你走上战场之前，你先要看看自己有什么。
That's why we do everything according to our faith.
所以我们按照信心来完成我们的工作。
But it doesn't mean if we're not full-time minister, we are less than the full-time minister. Of course not.
但是不要觉得我们如果不是全职的传道工人，我们就比较不好。
Just like the widow offer for two coins.
就像那寡妇献上她的两个小钱。
And Lord Jesus Christ said she offered more than all.
这耶稣基督称赞她说她献的比众人更多。
Because she gave all that she had.
因为她将养生的一切都献上了。
So the same thing for us.
这对我们也是一样的。
God does not require anything that we do not have.
神不会要我们所没有的。
But what we have, he requires all of it.
但是我们所有的，他全部都要。
So that's why it's good for us to be sober-minded.
所以我们必须要思考清楚。
How much can we offer God?
我们可以献上多少
？Without sacrificing our salvation.
我们的奉献能不能最终得到永生
？So let me ask you this question.
我们来问大家。
Why the word of God is so powerful?
为什么神的话这么的有力量
？The word of God builds to sanctify us.
为什么神的话能够洁净我们
？And builds to set us free.
为什么能够使我们得到自由
？So when we speak just like two.Just like two-edged swords. And why the word of God will to set us free on the end days?
为什么神的话在末日能够使我们得到自由
？Why?
为什么
？Julius, why, brother? What then? Oh, your mind is blank. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. Why the word of God is so powerful?
为什么神的话如此的有能力
？Why?Because quite often, right, we don't take the word of God too seriously.
常常我们没有把神的话真的当一回事。
For me, I have shared with you, I encounter evil spirit many times.
啊，就像我跟大家所分享的，我常常常常有这个属灵上的体验啊，就看到魔鬼的体验。
And the reason I know that the word of God is so powerful, because every time I just scream Hallelujah, right? Satan scattered.
啊，因为每一次当我只要喊出哈利路亚，这魔鬼就会逃跑。
Really, can you say any other words? Can you use human words to be able to cast out evil spirits?
你可以用其他的话，用其他人的语言来赶走魔鬼吗？
Why the word of God is so powerful?
为什么神的话如此的有能力？
Let's go to John chapter 1.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.Verse 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1, verse 1.
第一节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
第一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
No wonder the Word of God is so powerful.
所以这里说神的话是非常有能力的。
Because when we fill with the Word of God,
当你被神的话所充满，
we fill with God Himself.
我们就是被神所充满。
And when we fill with God Himself,
当我们被神所充满，
who can go against us?
那谁能够抵挡我们呢？
Satan is nothing compared to God.
对神来说，这魔鬼什么都不是。
So that's why we cannot afford not to be filled with the Word of God.
所以我们必须要被神的话所充满。
So brothers and sisters,
我们的弟兄姐妹们，
What does the sword look like?
你把剑看起来是什么样子？
Is it all broken down?
你的剑是都已经破损了吗？
Is it long and sharp?
还是又长又利呢？
If your sword is all broken down,
如果你的剑已经磨损得很严重了，
There's no way we can kill an enemy with it.
你就没有办法用这把剑对付敌人。
If our sword is all broken down,
我们的剑如果已经断裂了，
There's no way when we speak to be able to pierce people's heart.
那我们所说的话怎么能够刺透人的心呢？
But even if our sword is broken down right now,
即使我们现在这个我们这把剑是断掉的，
we still have hope.
但是我们还有希望。
That is for us to sharpen our sword.
我们可以再一次把这把剑磨利。
And how can we sharpen our sword?
我们要怎么把剑磨利呢？
We must continue to read the word of God.
就是要不断的去读神的话。
And then what else?
还要做什么呢？
Ephesians chapter 6.
我们看以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Verse 17.
以弗所书第六章第十七节。六章十七节。
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
十七节，戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Even though some of us read the word of God a lot.
虽然我们有些人常常读圣经。
It doesn't mean that our sword is sharp.
常常读圣经不代表我们的剑很利。
The reason it's not sharp because we're not filled with the Spirit of God.
我们这把剑不利是因为我们没有被神的灵所充满。
Because sometimes when you read the word of God a lot.
我们如果常常读圣经。
And we're not filled with God's Spirit.
但是我们没有被圣灵充满。
But we can use the word of God incorrectly.
那我们就可能滥用神的话。
Then you can kill yourself.
你可能拿这把剑伤害自己或者伤害别人。
Then when you talk to, when you want to fight for the soul of other people, then there's no way we can do anything to Satan.
当这把剑我们这把剑是没有办法对付魔鬼的。
Because here in Ephesians chapter 6,
在以弗所书第六章，
the sword belongs to who?
这里说这把剑是属谁的？
The sword belongs to who? Brother, the sword belongs to who? What's that? The sword belongs to who?
这把剑是属于谁的？
According to verse 17, right?
到十七节上来说，
the sword belongs to who? Does it belong to you and I?
这剑是你的，是我的吗？
Does it belong to you and I? Yes, belong to the Spirit of God.
在这里说，这把剑是圣灵的。
So in other words, if we want to sharpen our sword,
这里说，如果我们想要把这把剑磨利，
if we want our sword to be like double-edged sword,
如果想要让它成为两刃的剑，
we must be filled with the Spirit of God.
就要被神的灵所充满。
Because when we fill with the Spirit of God, only the Spirit of God knows how to use the Word of God.
因为只有被圣灵充满，圣灵会引导我们怎么样使用这把利剑。
So we think of all other Christian denominations.
我们就看看其他的基督教派。
Don't think they do not know the Word of God.
不要以为他们不懂神的话。
Some of them know the Bible just like the back of their hand.
有的人读圣经是读得滚瓜烂熟。
But why something simple as baptism in the name of Jesus Christ they do not know?
他们这么熟，为什么有一些连最基本的这个奉耶稣的名洗礼他们都看不懂？
There's only one thing that's different.
因为只有一件不一样的。
Because they do not have the promised Holy Spirit.
因为他们没有应许的圣灵。
Because of this, they cannot discern what is right and what is wrong.
啊，所以因此他们没有办法判断是非。
But for us,
但是对我们来说
really, even one of you compared to a theologian, you have much more wisdom than them.
对，就是我们在座的任何一个，比起神学家来说，我们比他们更有智慧。
And your sword is sharper than their sword.
你的剑比他们的剑更利。
Because the Spirit of God.
因为这是啊，因为我们有神的灵。
So that's why these two things in our church.
所以在教会里面有两件事情。
If you want to go to the front line, you can't afford not to have them.
所以要走到前线，你一定要有这两样。
But sometimes it seems so simple.
这是如此的简单。
The Word of God.
要有神的话。
The Spirit of God.
要有神的灵。
We've been preaching like this since 1917.
从1917年，我们就是这样的传。
But why we have lack of faith to truly believe in it.
但是为什么我们没有那个真正相信的信心呢？
Because quite often we never be able to connect it, right? So closely to God to feel the way we should feel with the Spirit and the Word of God.
因为我们跟神的关系不够接近，啊，所以我们没有办法真正体会到这种能力。
You know, I remember when I was in Africa.
啊，当我在非洲的时候。
And sometimes we walk for 2-3 days.
但是我们走两三天的路程。
And there's no food to eat.
这两三天当中可能没有东西可以吃。
And then when we have some food.
啊，终于啊，可能有食物了。
And when I pray to give thanks to God.
啊，当我拿到这个食物，我默祷感谢神。
Because during time I was really hungry.
那时候我非常非常饥饿。
When I pray to say thank you, Lord, for this food.
啊，当我当我默祷感谢神。
I really meant it.
啊，我真的是很诚心的感谢。
My mind.
啊，我的心，我的想，我的思考。
When I say thank you, God, for this food.
啊，当我说神啊，感谢你赐给我的食物。
Your power came down from heaven.
我可以感觉到那个力量从天上降下来。
Just say thank you, God.
只是说。多感谢主。
Why is this?
为什么会这样呢？
Because we have the Spirit of God.
因为我们有神的灵。
And when we pray with the Spirit of God, we feel this power come down from heaven.
当我们借着神的灵祷告，我们可以感到天上来的力量。
And sometimes, you know, when we have some kind of meat, right, to eat.
那有时候在非洲，他们给我们一些肉来吃。
And usually we just, you know, because a lot of brothers just they are poor, right?
因为在那里很多弟兄姐妹非常的贫穷。
So when they give us meat to eat, me and Pastor Kerr, we always look at one another like, oh, where did you get this meat from?
有时候当他们给我们肉来吃的时候，我跟柯传道会互相对望，再问问说这是什么的肉啊？
And quite often they say, oh, my neighbor's cow died.
他们会告诉我说，哦，可能是说啊，我的邻居的牛死了。
And then we ask them, how did it die?
我们会问说，这牛怎么死的呢？
Say, oh, we do not know, just fell down dead.
他说不知道啊，就是倒下来就死了。
Of course, would we eat that cow to be in America?
只要想看你在美国，你会吃这种肉吗？
No, but the risk for you to get some kind of bacteria is very high.
不可能啊，因为这种肉感染被病菌感染的机会很高。
Because when it's especially for me, I'm a grown boy, right?
而且对我来说，我是一个成年人。
And I really need protein.
我很需要蛋白质。
And without protein, my body is all shaken.
如果没有蛋白质啊，我常常会全身颤抖。
So even though we want to eat that meat.
是的，很想吃那个肉啊。
And really, when I pray during that time.
所以当我要吃的时候啊，我在那时候祷告。
Really meant from the bottom of my heart.
要吃的时候，我要祷告是真的从内心的祷告。
Say God, please sanctify this food.
说神啊，求你洁净这个食物。
The minute I say God, please sanctify this food, I really feel the power of God, right? Just came over.Me, right? And sanctify the food.
我的感觉，当我这样很诚心的祷告，我会感觉到从天上来的力量啊，经过我洁净了这个食物。
But during lunch over here, right?
但是在这里的中餐。
When we say, "Oh, thank you, God."
当你说感谢神。
Sometimes we don't really mean it.
有时候只是随便讲讲。
Because you have too much food.
因为在这里食物太多了。
And sometimes we say, "Please, God, thank." I don't think you ever.Pray to sanctify the food, right?
我想在这里，我们从来没有要祷告说求神洁净这个食物吧。
Because we know brothers and sisters really take care of, you know, making the food, you know, make sure it's clean and stuff like that.
因为我们知道这个弟兄姐妹的爱心，他们准备一定是很用心的。
So what I'm saying to you?
所以我在这里告诉你们。
If you really know what the Word of God and the Spirit how powerful it is, you will understand.Why we need to be filled with both of them.
如果你真正认识体验到神的灵神的话有多大的能力你一定会追求被他的话所充满。
I remember when I first came to know Jesus Christ.
当我一开始来认识耶稣基督的时候
Actually, let me start even before I came to teach you.
甚至在我来真耶稣教会之前
I never will tell this story to anyone before. Right?
其实我从来没有告诉别人这个故事。
But many of you know that I love animals, right?
很多人你们都知道我很喜欢动物。
Even if it's a cockroach, right, on the floor, quite often I cannot kill it.
即使是蟑螂我也舍不得杀它。
I'm not a Buddhist or anything. I don't think that's my grandmother, grandmother or anything. I'm not like that.
So. 当然我不是, 回教徒, 我不相信轮回的。
But the thing is, it amazes me how little animals like that can have life inside, right? That's what I'm thinking.
我只是觉得说啊, 这么小的生物啊, 它还是啊, 有这样的生命力啊, 让我觉得非常的惊讶。
I remember one time, this before I came to CJC.
这是在我来真耶稣教会之前,
I walked out of my house.
有一天我离开家里。
I knew that I always, summertime, always watch where I'm going.
当然在暑假的时候, 我走在街上, 我通常都会看我走的路,
because it's got ants.
因为在路上有很多蚂蚁,
and I don't want to step on ants.
我不喜欢踩在蚂蚁上面。
I think for me, ants are incredible to me, right?
因为对我来说, 这个蚂蚁也是很神奇的动物。
And one time I was walking down the stairs.
有一天我走下楼梯的时候,
and I step on a black ant, the big one, right?
不小心踩到一只大的黑蚂蚁。
And I crushed it.
我就把它踩扁了。
And with the bottom of my heart,
从我的内心深处,
I said, God, please don't let it die.
真心真说, 神啊, 不要让它死啊。
And you never get what happened.
你说你猜猜发生什么事？
The ant got up, right?
结果这个蚂蚁就爬起来了。
It walked away.
就跑掉了。
I saw with my own eyes.
这是我亲眼所见的。
What was the time when I said, God, please don't let it die? I really meant it. I really meant it.
因为当我那时候说神啊, 不要让它死啊, 我的是很诚心的。
So this means really for us, we have the Holy Spirit.
我们有圣灵。
We should tap into this kind of power.
所以我们要跟这种上头的能力,
because God want to give us this kind of power.
我们要跟这种上头能力连接起来。
But why we can never tap to this kind of power?
可是为什么我们总是没有力量呢?
Because our faith.
因为我们没有信心。
Sometimes we feel the word of God is so normal.
我们觉得神的话没什么不同啊。
And to our whole life, the word of God becomes so normalized to us.
所以对我们这一辈子来说, 这个神的话, 圣经啊, 没有什么。
But it's not normal.
这不是这样的。
We must really look at it.
我们必须要仔细去看它。
Why do I say this?
为什么我这样说呢?
When I first received the Holy Spirit.
当我刚刚得到圣灵的时候。
And the time I was, no, I was sleeping on my bed.
那时候我躺在床上睡觉。
And I heard a voice say, Woody, get up and pray.
我那时候听到一句话, 一个声音说, Woody, 起来祷告。
When I got up and prayed.
当我起来祷告的时候。
And all of a sudden I feel my heat came to my head.
我感觉到从上头有一股热流。
And I feel my tongue started moving.
感觉到我的舌头开始跳的卷动。
And I was filled with God's Spirit.
被神的灵所充满。
And no one ever told me that speaking in tongues is not the evident Holy Spirit.
从来没有人跟我说, 这个得胜, 得胜, 说方言是得圣灵的凭据。
Because I did not know too much about the Holy Spirit.
在那个时候我对圣灵其实没有什么认识。
But when the Holy Spirit came upon me,
当圣灵降到我身上,
I spoke in tongues.
我就开始说方言。
So no one can ever tell me otherwise.
所以也没有人能够跟我, 这件事上, 没有人能够,
so why,
跟我辩论,
why I was praying.
所以当我在祷告的时候,
and also I heard a voice.
我那时候听到一个声音。
And the voice said to me, Rudy, read First Peter.
那时候这个声音跟我说, Rudy, 你要读彼得前书。
So this time when I read First Peter.
所以我说去看彼得前书。
And the word of God became alive.
这时候神的话就活过来了。
So that's why for me, I'm 110% convinced that the word of God is so powerful, the Spirit of God is so powerful.
所以对我来说, 我是完全确信, 神的话, 神的灵是大有能力的。
So when I first came to church,
当我一开始来到教会,
I have so many ideas how to encourage brothers and sisters.
我有很多不同的想法, 要怎么样来鼓励信徒。
Because I work as a mental health therapist for many years.
因为我作为一个, 心理方面的辅导人员, 已经很多年了。
12 years later,
在12年之后,
I realized,
我现在认识到了,
human thought is so limited.
这个人的想法实在是很有限,
and human knowledge is so limited.
人的智慧太有限了。
Now the only two things I focus on,
现在我只看重两件事,
reading the Bible,
就是读圣经,
and pray,
就是祷告,
there's nothing else.
没有其他的了。
But if we feel to fill with these two things, for sure we can turn the world upside down.
当我们能够被这两样的神的灵, 神的话所充满,
so
我们就能够做翻天覆地的使徒。
We want to be soldier of Christ.
所以你想做神的精兵吗?
You want to go to the front line?
你想走到前线吗?
All you need are these two things.
你就需要这两样。
And it's a guarantee you will win every battle and you can win the whole war in the end.
能够让你保证你能够打赢每一场属灵的战争。
But if you don't have the word of God,
但是如果你没有神的话,
you don't have the spirit of God,
你如果没有圣灵,
there's no way we can win any kind of battle.
那我们怎么样能够打赢这场战争呢?
You know, when I first came to Christ,
当我刚刚信主的时候,
and there was time, you know, even before I came to Christ, I experienced a lot of evil spirit.
在我来信主之前呢, 就已经有很多这个魔鬼骚扰的体验。
And during that time, usually these five evil spirits come to bother me all the time.
在那个时候啊, 常常会有五个邪灵啊来骚扰来干扰我。
So two of them would hold my legs.
常常两只啊会抓着我的脚。
And two of them would hold my hand.
两只抓我的手。
And then one of them would choke me.
然后剩下这第五只就 勒我的脖子。
And I went through this for many years.
这是发生非常多年了。
So that's why the last 5 years before I came to get baptized, I slept only 3 hours a night.
所以在我信主之前的5年当中啊，我一天只能睡3个小时。
But of course, every time I sleep, guaranteed Satan's still waiting.
因为每一次我每次要睡觉啊，这个魔鬼就来了。
But praise and thank God.
但是感谢主。
When I came to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我认识主耶稣基督。
And I realized how powerful the Word and the Spirit of God.
当我认识神的话，神的灵是多么的有能力。
And now for me, I'm not afraid.
现在我不害怕。
That is if you know when I pray a lot, when I read the Bible.
当我常常读经，常常祷告。
You and I should be exactly the same way.
我们也是每个人都是一样的。
All the sins and all the weaknesses we have.
不管我们是什么罪，什么软弱。
We should be able to destroy with the word of God.
我们都能够靠神的话来把它去除。
And burn it with the spirit of God.
来把它消灭。
Then we can go to the front line.
使我们能够迈向前线。
I remember when I first came to Christ.
当我来刚刚信主的时候。
No, of course, the minute I started going to TJC.
当我开始来到真耶稣教会。
Then the five spirits.
这五个这个邪灵
When it came back to bother me,
就回来要来再来欺负我
They were even more evil than previously.
他们甚至比以前更凶恶
And the time when they came to choke me,
他们来他来要掐我的脖子
When they held my hands and held my legs, they would do so much force.
他们会很用力的拉我的手拉我的脚
Actually, when you're in that kind of situation, you feel you just want to die.
那当有时候身处在那种环境那种状况之下，有时候就很想死了算了
Of course, the pain the evil spirit caused you, you just feel like, you know, you cannot handle it.
你会觉得说这种痛苦，这种骚扰实在是令人难以忍受。
But after I came to know Jesus Christ,
但是当我来信主之后
Actually, those five evil spirits.
这五个五只邪
灵，
当他们又来了。
I just cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ.
我就是奉耶稣的名字把他们赶走。
And they are gone. And till now, I never see the same five again.
把他们赶走，他们就从那时候到现在，他们没有再来。
I think it's very interesting.
是非常有趣的。
If I think about all the time I, you know, evil spirit bothered me, it never the same one came to bother me again.
而且说这么多年这信主这些年来的魔鬼的工作都不是这五个当中的一个。
They're all different ones.
每次来的都是不一样的。
And then after I cast out the five evil spirits.
当我在赶走这五个邪灵之后。
It's only when I was beginning to come to church.
这个是我刚刚来信主的时候。
Then one time I was sleeping.
有一天我在睡觉。
And all of a sudden this big charcoal looking kind of guy, right?
这有一个很大的很黑的人来。
Of course he was all burned.
好像整个都是被烧过的烧。
And he stand by the foot, the bottom of my feet.
是站在我脚旁边。
And the minute I saw him.
当我看到他。
He came, he started choking on me.
他就过来要勒我的脖子。
And then the time I opened my eyes.
但是我眼睛打开。
I see that his face is full of maggots.
他的脸上都是这个蛆虫啊。
And he has many different kinds of corroded breath.
看到
了。All about, but yeah.
看到这是看起来非常恶心的。
And during that time, I was not afraid at all.
但是那时候我却一点都不害怕。
Why? Because I know God was with me.
我不害怕，因为我知道神与我同
在。When he choked me, right?
当他要掐我的时候。
And I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I choke you back."
所以我就奉主耶稣名，我就勒他的脖子。
And I choke him back, and I put him on my bed, right?
我就掐着他，把他摔在床上。
And I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ."
我就说奉主耶稣的名。
He was gone.
他就跑掉了。
So that's why.If God allow me to experience such things,
所以如果神让我体验这些事情
so this means if you and I are filled with the word of God and filled with the spirit of God, we can conquer everything in this world.
我们知道说，如果我们被神的话、神的灵所充满，我们可以克服世上一切的敌人。
Not only in this world,
不只是这个世界
but also in the spiritual world.
同时也在属灵的灵界。
God's spirit transcends beyond time and space.
因为神的灵超越时间空间。
I remember one time, I'm always afraid of snakes. I hate snakes.
我很讨厌蛇，我很怕蛇。
I love animals.I hate snakes.
我喜欢动物，但是我很讨厌蛇。
I don't know why.
我不知道为什么。
But then one night I was sleeping.
有一天我在睡觉的时候。
And all of a sudden I woke up.
而且我突然醒过来。
In my bed.
在我床上。
Full of snakes.
是我床上都是蛇。
My whole bed turned into a pit of snake.
我的整个床好像变成一个蛇窟啊。
Can you imagine that time I was 27 years old?
但我那时候是27岁。
And I got so scared.
我非常非常害怕。
I ran out of my room.
我从房间跑出去。
And I was running.
我是用跑的。
And I was running, I saw this big snake coming behind me.
我看到我在跑的时候看到后面有一条很大的蛇追过来。
And then I kneeled down and prayed. pray.
我就跪下来祷告。
Of course, I had to kneel down very quickly.
我就很快地跪下来。
When I kneel down, I just say Hallelujah.
我一跪下来就说哈利路亚。
And during time, I feel the Holy Spirit just pick me up off the ground.
我觉得那一瞬间，我觉得圣灵把我整个人提起来。
The serpent just pretty much disappeared in the air.
我在那时候，这条大蛇就在空中消失
了。That's from this kind of experiences.
就是从这种的经验。
I have no doubt that the Word of God is so powerful.
我对神话的能力一点都不怀疑。
The Spirit of God is so powerful.
我认识到神的灵的能力。
But then we can ask ourselves this question.
但是我们要问问自己。
How do we know we're filled with the Spirit of God?
我们怎么知道自己被神的灵所充满呢？
Brother, how do you know you feel the Spirit of God?
你怎么知道你被神的灵所充满？
Be filled with love, okay.
我们被爱所充满。
What else?
还有呢？
What happens? Some people they pray so loud, right?
有些人祷告很大声的。
Are they filled with the Spirit of God?
他们这样子是被圣灵充满吗？
Maybe.
或许是。
But I've seen many elders when they pray, you hardly can hear their voice.
但是有些老人家祷告啊，根本听不到声音。
But for sure they're filled with God's Spirit.
但是他们是被神的灵所充满的。
But there must be some kind of measure that we can tell they be filled with God's Spirit.
一定有一些能够衡量我们有没有被神的灵充满的方法。
And of course, it's much easier to tell if you know if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, we smell good, right?
当然，如果说我们圣灵充满就会很香，这比较容易啦。
That is much easier to tell.
这样就很容易判断啦。
And every time you walk by a minister, like, wow, he's filled with the Holy Spirit.
这样你只要一经过传道，有的传道就这个传道这个圣灵充满。
Because the smell is just so beautiful.
就觉得说闻起来很好闻。
Of course, God doesn't work that way.
当然，我们的神不会做这种事。
Let's turn to Book of Acts.
我们来看使徒行传。
This is how we measure we are filled with the Spirit of God or not.
我们来看使徒行传，来看我们怎么衡量一个人是不是圣灵充满。
Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
See Acts chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章。
Acts chapter 6, verse 8.
使徒行传第六章第八节。
Acts chapter 6, verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people.
是第八节，斯蒂凡满得恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
So during this time, they chose seven men to serve the table.
在这个时候，他们选了七个工人来服侍。
And one of the requirements is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这众多的条件当中，有一个是要被圣灵充满。
And Stephen was one of them.
在这里说，斯蒂凡是当中的一个。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵所充满。
So that's why it was eight.
所以在第八节
Because he filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为他被圣灵充满
And then Stephen was full of faith and power.
所以在这里说他是充满了信心以及能力
This is how we can measure.
这是我们怎么样判断
If you are filled with God's Spirit or not.
来看你有没有被神的灵所充满
First, if you are full of faith.
当你被神的灵当你有信心
When the Bible says full of faith, it means in every aspect of our life, our faith is always full.
在这里说这什么叫充满信心就是不管人生的起伏高低你都是对神有信心的
When we're at peace,
不管我们是平安
we have faith toward God.
我们有对神有信心
When we're under trial and tribulation,
但是在我们困境当中
we have faith toward God.
我们仍然对神有信心
It doesn't matter what kind of circumstances Satan bring upon us our faith always builds to destroy it.
不管是魔鬼用各样的环境来攻击我们我们都能够胜过他
But before you have this kind of faith,
但是在你得到这种信心之前
we must know the God that we worship,
我们必须要先认识我们所拜的神
and the army that we belong to,
我们要认识自己所属的军队
So quite often we think about faith,
所以我们在想信心
we also think that think faith is also nothing,
我们觉得说信心没有什么啊
but if you really have true faith,
如果你有真的信心
we can really kill a mountain to move from here and go there and remove,
我们可以叫这个一座山从这里移到那里
That's why Stephen, he was full of faith.
在这里说，斯蒂凡大有信心。
Because he was full of faith, he could perform many, right, great wonders and signs.
所以在这里说，他可以行许多的神迹奇事。
For example, nowadays.
现今的社会。
What is the greatest miracle we can see or experience?
现今这个我们看到或能够体验最大的神迹是什么
？What is the greatest miracle?
最大的神迹是什么
？What do you guys think?What's that? Yes. One of the greatest miracles you experience when the Holy Spirit can change a person's heart.
当我们现今能看到最大的神迹，就是借着圣灵改变一个人的内心。
And this is so true.
这是真实的。
But even one greater than this.
但是还有一个更大的神迹。
It's also related to change a person's heart.
这是跟一个人内心改变有关系。
What is it?
这是什么呢？
Resurrection of what? A person who died, right? Even though that seems, yes, it's a great miracle.
还有一个更大的神迹就是死人复活。
But the greater miracle is built to resurrect someone who is spiritually dead.
是能够让一个灵命死掉的人再一次复活。
Just like Peter.
就像彼得。
In one stroke of his sword.
这是他他这个举起宝剑一挥。
He resurrected 3,000 people who were spiritually dead.
就能够一次复活3,000个灵命死掉的人。
Yeah, the mighty man of David.
像这个大卫的勇士。
I think the one that killed the most is 800 people one time.
这大卫的勇士当中最厉害的一次杀了800个人。
But Peter.
但是彼得。
With just one stroke of the sword.
只是拿起宝剑。
Be able to not only kill the people old self and be able to resurrect them into Christ Jesus.
只是一挥就能够把这个人的过去的罪恶把它斩断，并且能够让这3,000人重新活起来。
So that's why you feel with the Spirit of God.
所以当你被神的灵所充满，
and feel with the Word of God,
当你被神的话所充满，
preach to people,
当我们向人传福音，
really be able to resurrect them from the spiritual dead.
我们能够使他们从属灵的死亡当中再次复活。
How much more, right? That we must be filled with God's
Spirit. 所以我们要被神灵所充满。
But quite often we don't think like this.
可是我们常很少这样想。
When we go to battle,
当我们走到战场上，
and we're not even in the front line,
我们甚至不是在前线。
Our sword is all broken down.
我们的剑已经破损了。
And the spirit, our spirit, the God's spirit inside of us is so weak.
我们里面的灵，圣灵非常的软弱。
Then we go and preach the gospel.
这时候你想要去传福音。
No wonder nobody believe in us.
没有人要听，没有人要信。
No wonder sometimes we go and all of a sudden we got converted, like to be on their side.
甚至有些人去传福音到最后反而跑到别的教会了。
So that's why before you are filled with the word of God and the spirit of God, actually, you should not go and preach.
所以如果你没有神的话，神的灵最好先不要去传。
If you go and preach, bring someone else with you.
或者是你去传，你要带同伴一起去。
Maybe if your sword is you're not too sharp, maybe the other brother's sword is pretty sharp.
所以如果你的剑已经很钝了找一个这个宝剑很利的跟你一起去。当然两个人总比一个人好。
What I'm trying to say to you, not that you should not go out and preach.
当然我在这里不是叫我们不要出去传福音。
But you must take this battle very seriously.
而是要把这场战争很严肃的去面对。
And the reason why some of you, your faith is lukewarm.
为什么有些我们当中的人
Because as you talk to other denominations,
我们信仰很软弱。
You become confused in your own faith.
因为我说我们跟其他教派人讲话。
Instead of piercing their heart with our sword, they're the one to pierce their heart with their sword.
有时候跟别人讲话，我们自己就很矛盾、很混乱好像被别人的剑给刺穿了。
So all of a sudden we become so confused.
所以就变得很混乱。
We do not know is this the only safe church?
搞不清楚说这里是真的是唯一得救的教会吗
？How can church be the only safe church? It's a bunch of Asian people.
这里都是一些亚裔怎么可能是唯一得救的教会呢
？How can the church be a safe church? It's not.There's no love in the church.
这怎么可能？这里是得救的教会，如果这里没有恋爱。
Well, how can the church be a safe church? Only 2,500 members in the United States.
怎么可能这里只有2,500个人在美国，怎么可能是唯一得救的教会
？For sure, when you're not filled with the word and filled with the spirit.
当你没有被神的话、神的灵所充满。
The only thing we see is the physical aspect of things in this world.
我们常常只是从世界上这个物质的角度来看事情。
But let's be filled with the word and spirit.
所以我们要被神的灵、神的话充满。
So we can transcend, right, above the things of this world.
所以我们能够超越这个世上的看见。
So when we have this kind of faith,
当我们有这样的信心，
then we go and preach to other people.
当我们跟其他人传福音。
For sure, they will, our faith will be able to move their heart.
我们的信心，我们所说的话，就能够改变他们的心。
But if we don't believe what we believe,
但是如果我们自己都不相信所传的，
how can we try to convince others to believe what we believe?
那你要怎么样传给其他人呢？
Can you imagine eating something is not good and you tell them, oh, it's so good, but meanwhile you're making these sour faces, right?
当你在吃一个很难吃，你在吃一个很酸的东西，你能够去告诉别人说，这个很好吃，你来一口吧。
But of course, you must know right, what you believe in.
当然我们必须要知道自己所信的。
Quite often we always say, true Jesus church this, true Jesus church that.
我们常常讲啊，真耶稣教会这样，真耶稣教会那样。
So that's why sometimes we always say, why do you always preach the name of church?
但是我们会觉得说，我们干嘛每次都要讲真耶稣教会这个名字呢？
And it's true, we should not preach the name of church.
或许是我们不应该一直传教会的名字。
Because the name of church cannot save us.
因为这个名字本身不能够拯救我们。
For example, how did Noah and his family were saved?
我们想想，那挪亚他们一家是怎么得救的？
How would they save?
他们是怎么得救的？
How would they save? Brother, Noah and his family, how would they save?
挪亚一家是怎么样得救的？
Okay, Noah's righteousness, okay. Sister, how Noah and his family were saved?
挪亚一家怎么得救？
They believe, okay.What else? How were they saved? To the ark.
哦，借着方舟。
Is this right? How many of you saved through the ark?
如果说方舟的，请举手。
Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you're sure. Right? Raise it.
来，举高一点。如果你确定，举高一点。
What about the rest of you?
啊，其他的人呢？
Huh?By God's mercy through the ark.
借着神的怜悯经过那个方舟。
Through the flood. Okay. Close, right? Through faith, close. Whatever you say, they're not wrong, right?
你们所说的当然都不是错了。
But it's not completely correct.
但是也不对啊。
Let's go to 1 Peter.
我们看彼得前书。
Sorry, 2 Peter. 2 Peter. It's for Peter. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Raymond. It's good to have Pastor translate with you, right? It's good. Two is better than one. Always. Right? Yeah, so 1 Peter chapter 3. Yeah, chapter 3 verse 21.
彼得前书第三章二十一节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21.
二十一节。
There's also an antitype which now shapes us, baptism, not to be moved of the fill of the flesh, but the answer of good conscience inward, toward God, right? Through the resurrection of Jesus. But I'm sorry, verse 20.
从二十节开始。
Who formerly were disobedient when warned of divine long suffering, wait in the days of Noah, when the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is eight souls, were saved through water.
二十节说，就是那从前给挪亚预备方舟。神容人等待的时候，不幸的人进入方舟，借着水得救。
The flood was the closest one, right?
所以这个洪水是最接近的。
They were not saved because of the ark.
他们不是因为这个方舟得救。
So we are not saved because of the church.
所以我们不是因为这个教会来得救。
They were saved because of the water.
而是因为这个水。
And we are saved because the baptism in the church.
所以我们的得救是因为教会里的洗礼。
So that's why quite often we talk to others.
所以我们常常跟别人讲。
We do not need to mention TJC.
你不用一直讲这个真耶稣教会。
Because sometimes when we mention Can TJC, and then people, we ask them come and see, right?
我会跟人家讲说你来看。
And they don't see anything.
他们什么都没看到。
Then the name of church is True Jesus Church.
你的名字是真耶稣教会。
And they find nothing true in our church.
就觉得说这里没有什么真的。
Just like one day if you have a daughter, right? One day if you have a daughter.
One day.
Well, one day if they have a daughter, right?
就是有一天如果有了一个女儿。
If you name her Bella, you must.She must be very beautiful, right?
你说如果叫她 Bella, 她就应该很漂亮吗？
Because Bella means beautiful.
因为 Bella 这个名字就是
漂亮。But what happens one day I go to visit you and I see your daughter like, wow, this is Bella?
如果说我到你的家里，你看到你的女儿说，哇，这个是漂亮吗？
But if your daughter is truly beautiful,
但是如果你的女儿真的很漂亮，
you don't even need the name of Bella.
你不用叫她 Bella.
Because whoever see her, they will say, wow, she's beautiful.
任何人看到都会说啊，她很美。
But the same thing for us.
对我们来说也是。
Of course, our church name is True Jesus Church.
但对我们来说，我们的教会名字叫真耶稣教会。
And I'm proud of it, right?
这是我很认同骄傲的。
But we don't need to preach True Jesus Church.
但是你不用一直去强调这个名字。
We just preach the teaching in the Bible.
我们要照着圣经的教训来教导。
Then through the teaching the Bible, there's only one truth that is through Jesus Church, we have the truth.
是因为借着认识圣经的教导，来认识到说这个唯一的真理只有在这里，在真耶稣教会。
Speaking in power.
所以这是用神的能力说话。
Sometimes before I go to a church.
有时候我到一间教特别的教会。
Sometimes a council member call me up, right?
有时候这教会的负责人会打电话给我。
Can you not preach about one true church?
我告诉我说说传道，你可不可以不要一直讲这个独一真教会
？If they tell me this, we already defeated already.
当他们打电话跟我说这个，我们已经失败了。
Sometimes they said, "Oh, if you come to church, can you not pray in the spirit for so long?"
还有人跟我说啊，那个你来教会啊，这个灵言祷告可以不要这么久吗
？And during the evangelical night, right? Because usually Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night.Please don't pray in the spirit.
然后他们跟我说啊，这个布道会礼拜三、四、五、六，哎呀，不要用灵言祷告。
Actually, if they want a minister to speak like that, hire a different denomination minister.
其实如果你们真的要这样子的布道、这样的讲道啊，
the saddest thing is,
你就去找别的教会的牧师吧。
Wait, this council member call and say this means Satan has already defeated us already.
所以最让人难过的是，这样子是负责人打电话来的。
Because only the spirit of God.
只有神的灵
can move a person's heart.
能够改变一个人的心。
And only when we preach what is true.According to the Bible, that's when the power manifests in our church.
只有我们按照圣经讲真理啊，神的能力才会彰显。
So the more they tell me not to speak, I will speak more.
所以当他们叫我不要讲，我就讲更多。
Because the more they tell me not to speak, they need me to speak.
因为当他们说叫我不要讲，表示他们很需要。
So that's why we must have this kind of faith.
所以我们要有信心。
Please don't call any minister. One day you become council member. Please do not pray in the spirit. Please do not pray too long.Please do not do this. Please do not do that.
所以当有一天当你变成负责人的时候，请你不要打电话给传道说，哎呀，不要用灵言祷告，不要祷告太久，不要做这个，不要做那个。
Praise and thank God. That's why the local church don't pay us, right?
所以感谢神啊，我们传道者不是从地方教会领薪水的。
If the local church pay us, then maybe okay, we'll do that, right?
You.
If the local church pay us, then.
所以如果我们是从地方教会领薪水，就比较为难了。
Boy, see, Pastor Raymond said, "No, I'm not going to do that." All right. Right. You must be faithful until the end.
所以我们要。
So really, if we're gonna die, die fighting, right?
所以我们如果要为主牺牲，要在战场上。
Don't die because we're not fighting.
不要因为没有打仗就死了。
What?According to the Bible,
按照圣经
when you are fighting, you have better chance to stay alive than not fighting at all.
当按照圣经啊，你打这场战啊，你存活率比不打来的高。
Satan is always a bully.
因为啊，这个魔鬼总是喜欢欺负人。
Not like in school, right?
就像学校里的恶霸。
The bully come up to you and he's trying to get you know, to fight you and stuff, right?
当这个恶霸来找你，他是要找你打架吗
？What happened? You act scared. What happened if you act scared?
当你很害怕的时候呢
Actually, he even bothers you even more.
你越害怕，他就越喜欢欺负你。
But the minute you step up,
但是当你是反抗的时候
then it's like, oh, wow, this kid is tough.
就会觉得这个孩子这个人不是很好欺负。
Then of course, he's not going to bother you anymore.
他就不会再来
烦你。
魔鬼就是这样。
Don't let him bully us.
不要让他欺负你。
We have the word of God.
我们有神的话。
And fear of God.
我们有神的灵。
Two things will destroy him any day.
这两件事情可以打败他。
And this word is faithful and true.
这是话是真实的。
So you can put it inside your heart.
所以要把它存在心中。
And carry it to the front line with you.
来带到前线。
So may God continue to guide us.
求主耶稣带领我们。
Let's bow and pray.
我们起默祷。
Amen. Counselor.